Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Boy, I come in a poor second to Tennessee Ernie Ford, brothers and sisters. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there this morning. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. We're in the book of Psalms. This show is for Wednesday, the 24th of May, 2017. This year, this is Pentecost, sundown last night to sundown tonight. Next year it might not be, but this year it's Pentecost. So let's get into the book of Psalms, starting with Psalm 58. We left off on Monday at Psalm 57. This psalm has a title. It is to the leader, again, musical leader, Al Tashkef 516. That means, please do not destroy. In other words, he had scribbled this down and didn't want somebody to throw it away as a scrap. Michtam 4387, that means a poem of Dawid. And so let's get into verse 1 here. Do you indeed, 552, speak righteousness, O mighty ones, 482? That's in context, as the reference is to the people of power. Judges. Do you judge, 8199, uprightly, 4339, O you sons of Adam? Verse 2. Yea, in your hearts you do unrighteousness, 5766. You weigh out, 6424, the violence, 2555, of your hands and the land. It hasn't changed with judges today either. Verse 3. The wicked, 7563, are wayward, 21:14. That means stranger. That they are strange to the law. From the womb, 7358. They go astray. 8582. From the womb, 990. Two words for womb here. Speaking lies, 3577. Verse 4, their poison, 2534, is like the poison of a serpent, 5175. Like the deaf, 2795, cobra, 6620, that stops up her ear. Verse 5, which will not listen to the voice of the charmers, 3907, conjuring, 2266, a spell, 2267, wisely, 2449. Verse 6, break 2040, their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth. Brick, 5422, a different word, the jaws, 4459, of the young lions, 3715, O Yahweh. I had to catch my breath. Verse 7, let them melt away, 3988, as waters, 4325, which run continually. He directs, 1869, his arrows, 2671. Let them be cut down, 4135. Verse 8. As a snail, 7642, melts away, 8557, let them pass away, 1980. Like the miscarriage, 5309, of a woman, may they not see, 2372, the sun, 8121. Ooh, that's strong. Verse 9, before your pots, 5518, cooking pots, can touch, 995, to be knowledgeable of or discern, the thorns, 329, he shall whirl them away like a whirlwind. That's all one word, whirl them away like a whirlwind, 8175. As alive, 2416, according to his burning anger, 2740. They used to use thorn bushes for cooking fuel, okay? And they'd set their pots on the burning thorns. I mean, they had no other use for them, you know. No, thorns aren't good for much. Verse 10, the righteous shall rejoice, 8055, when he sees the vengeance, 5359. He shall wash, 7364, his feet, 647, in the blood, 1818, of the wicked, 7563. Verse 11, so that an atom shall say, surely there is fruit for the righteous. Surely he is an Elohim that judges in the land. Speaking of Yahweh. Oh, my. In verse 4, the poison of a serpent, 5175, that's Nachash. Same word as in Genesis. And in verse 5, speaks of charmers that conjure. Well, Nachash means, in Genesis, one who whispers spells like the hiss of a snake. So the poisonous whisperings. That's an interesting comparison there. Poisonous whisperings of an enchanter. Okay, it's got a dual meaning there. Let's see. Psalms 59, while we're in this, it also has a title. To the leader, again, Al Tashketh, don't destroy, Michtam, a poem of David. When Shaul sent men and they watched his house to kill him. and you can reference 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 11, on this psalm. Verse 1. Deliver me from my hated enemies, O my Elohim. Defend me from those that rise up against me. Deliver me from the doers, 6466, of iniquity, 205, that means evil. And save, 3467, save me from bloody men. Verse 3. For lo, they lie in wait, 693, for my life. The mighty, 5794, are gathered, 1481, against me. Not for my transgression, 6588, nor for my sin, 2403, O Yahweh. He was innocent. Verse 4. He had done nothing against Shaul. Without my guilt, 5771, they run, 7323, and prepare themselves, 3559. Arouse, 5782, to meet me, 7125, and see. Verse 5. You, therefore, O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, awake, 6974, to visit, 6485, all the nations, 1471. Let's stop right here. To visit usually means to visit punishment upon. Continuing on. Do not be merciful, 2603, to any wicked, 205, deceivers, 898. And then we have Selah as a musical rest and a pause for contemplation. Verse 6. They return, 7725, at evening, 6153. They growl, 1993, like a dog, 3611, and go round about, 5437, the city. They were hunting for him, to kill him. Verse 7, behold, they spew out, 5042, with their mouths. Swords are on their lips, 8193, for they say, who shall hear? Who shall hear? Verse 8, but you, O Yahweh, shall laugh at them, 7832. You shall have all the nations in derision, 3932. Verse 9, O my strength, 5797, I will wait on you, 8104, for Elohim is my stronghold, 4869. Verse 10, the Elohim of mercy shall go before me, 6923. Elohim shall let me see triumph over my enemies, 8324. And a triumph is implied here. It is not actually in the Hebrew. Verse 11. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Shake them, 5128, by your power, 2428. And bring them down, 3381. O Yahweh, our shield, 4043. Now, Yahweh right here was substituted with Adonai again by the scribes, but originally it was Yahweh. I've put it back as it should be. Yahweh, the name, needs to be in there. Now let me get a drink of water to clear my throat here. Verse 12, for the sin, 2403, of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them be captured, 3920, in their pride, 1347, and for cursing, 423, and lying, 3585, which they declare, 5608. Ooh. Verse 13, consume, 3615, in wrath, 2534. Consume so that they are nothing, 369. So they know that Elohim rules in Jacob. That's Jacob. To the ends, 657, of the land. Selah, musical pause. 14. And at evening, let them return. Let them growl like a dog and go round about the city. Verse 15. They wander about, 5128, to eat and grumble, 3885, if they are not satisfied, 7646. Verse 16, but I will sing, 7891, of your power, 5797. Yea, I will sing joyfully, 7442, of your mercy, 2617, in the morning. For you have been my stronghold, 4869, and refuge, 4498, in the day of my trouble, 6862. Verse 17, to you, O my strength, 5797, I will sing and play, 2167, for Elohim is my stronghold and the Elohim of my mercy. Beautiful, beautiful poem. Faith in Yahweh to see him through the assault of his enemies. Now we have Psalm 60. It has a title, big long one, to the leader, as upon Shushan Eduth. Okay. That's 7802. That's lily or trumpet of the covenant or assembly. It may be a song title. Michtam, that's a poem of Dawid, to teach, 3925, when he fought, 5327, with Aram Naharaim, 763, and with Aram Sobah, 760, when Joab returned and smote 12,000 of Edom in the Valley of Salt. And you can reference 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 13 for this, for the title, and 1 Chronicles 18, verse 12. Let me clear my throat and I'll read this. All right, verse 1 of Psalm 60. O Elohim, you have rejected us, 2186. you have made a breach, 6555, in us. You have been displeased, 599. Oh, restore us, 7725, again. Verse 2. You have made the land tremble, 7493. You have split it open, 6480. Heal the breaches of it, 7667 for breaches, different word for breach. Because it shakes, 4131, like an earthquake. Big cracks in the earth. Verse 3, you have shown your people hard things, 7186. You have made us drink, 8248, the wine, 3176, of staggering, 8653. Verse 4, you have given a banner, 5251, to those that fear you. That's 3373. So that it may be displayed, 5127, because of the presence of the truth, 7189. And then we have Selah. We try to display the banner of the truth here at EFR. Verse 5, pardon me. So that your beloved, 3039, may be delivered, 2502. Save, 3467, with your right hand, 3225, and answer me. Verse 6. Right hand is a symbol of power here. Verse 6. Elohim has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice, 5937. I will divide, 2505. Shechem, 7927. And portion out, 4058. The valley, 6010. Of Sukkot, 5523. Valley of Booth. Verse 7, Gilead is mine, Gilead is 1568, and Manasseh, 4519, is mine. Ephraim, 669, is my head, 7218, is my head refuge, pardon me, 4581. Yehuda, 3063, is my lawgiver. 2710, verse 8, and you can reference Psalms 108, verse 9 for this. Moab is my washing pot. That's a washing pot, washing is 7366, and pot is 5518, and that is a metaphor for utter contempt. Over Edom, I will cast my shoe, cast 7993, and shoe 5275. And here, casting out a shoe means to take possession of. Over Pelasheth, that's Philistia, 6429, I will shout in triumph. That's one word, 7321. Verse 9, who will bring me, 2986, to the besieged, 4692, city, 5892? Who will lead me, 5148, into Edom? Verse 10, not you, O Elohim, which has rejected us, 2186, O Elohim, which does not go out with our army, 6635. He was afraid of being defeated because Yahweh wasn't with him at the time. They had done something to displease him. Verse 11, give us help, 5833, from our foe, 6862, for the deliverance, 8668, of Adam is worthless, 7723. In other words, only Yahweh could help him. Verse 12, through Elohim we shall do valiantly, 2428. For he shall tread down, 947, our foes, 6862 again. Calling on Yahweh for help in battle, because they knew they were not enough unless they called on him. And he would help and fight for them. Now here's Psalm 61. It has a title. Some psalms do, some psalms don't. To the leader, that's the musical leader, upon Negiah, 5058, that's a stringed instrument, of David. He's the author of this one. Verse 1. Hear my cry, 7440, O Elohim, respond, 7181, to my prayer, 8605. Verse 2, from the end of the land I will cry to you when my heart is weak, 5848. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Verse 3, because you have been a refuge for me, 4268, refuge, and a strong, 5797, tower, 4026, it's a battle tower, from the hated enemy. Verse 4, I will sojourn, 1481, there's two words for sojourn, in your tent forever. I will take refuge in the covering of your wings. Selah. Pause for contemplation. Verse 5. Because you, O Elohim, have heard my vows, that he vowed to God, you have given me the inheritance, 3425, of those that fear, 3373, your name. You will increase, 3254, the king's span of life. Days upon days, literally. Okay. That's 3117, 5921, and 3117 again. Days upon days. His years as many generations. Now that's 1755 doubled as an emphatic. Verse 7. He shall dwell in the presence of Elohim forever. O appoint, 4487, mercy and truth, which may preserve him, 5341. Verse 8, so I will sing and play unto your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. That's really pretty. Really is. Well, here we are at Psalm 62. A lot of these are very short. And then we have some songs. We have, like, Psalms 119 may take two shows to do. It's huge. Psalm 62 has a title, To the Leader, to Yedathan, 3038, a Psalm of David. And that's an epithet for Israel. Another name. Verse 1. Surely, 389, my soul waits, 1747, upon Elohim. From him comes my salvation. Verse 2. Only he is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly moved. In other words, he's going to stand fast. Verse 3. How long will you scheme, 2050, against a man? You shall all be slain, 7523. Like a Boeing 5186 wall, 7023. A leaning 1760 wall, 1447. Different words. It's a wall, a stone wall that's bowing out from pressure from behind, that's going to fall. And if you're underneath that wall, well, when it goes, you're squished. Verse 4, they only consult, 3289, to cast him down from his high office. 7613, they delight, 7521, in lies. 3577, they bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. 7043. Selah, pause for contemplation. Verse 5. My soul, only wait, 1826, on Elohim, because my expectation, 8615, is from him. Verse 6. Only he is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be moved. Stand firm. Verse 7. In Elohim is my salvation. 3468. And my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge, is in Elohim. Verse 8. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out, 8210, your heart before him. Elohim is a refuge for us. Selah. Pause for contemplation. Verse 9. Let me catch a breath and get a drink here. Okay, verse 9. Surely sons of Adam are vanity, 1892. And sons of men, 376, are a lie, 3577. Notice the difference. Sons of Adam, specific racial designator, 120. And sons of men, 376, just a male gender specific. Continuing on, lifted up and the balance, 3976, that's a balance scale. They are altogether, 3162, less than emptiness, 1892. Verse 10. Do not trust in oppression, 6233, and do not become vain, 1891, in robbery, 1498. If riches, 2428, increase, 5107, do not set, 7896, your heart on them. That applies today. Verse 11. Elohim has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power, 5797 belongs to Elohim. Here's verse 12. Now they have replaced Yahweh with Adonai again. I have put Yahweh back in its proper position as the holy name. And verse 12, you can reference Job 34, verse 11, Jeremiah 17, verse 10, Matthew 16, verse 27, Romans 2, verse 6, and Revelations 2, verse 23. Here's the corrected verse, with Yahweh put back in where it belongs. Also to you, O Yahweh, belongs mercy, 2617, because you render 7999 to every man according to his work, 4639. So that ends Psalm 62. These are not real long ones, but they are very, very powerful. Here's Psalm 63, and it has a title. It says, A Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Yahudah. Okay. And that title, you can reference 1 Samuel 23, verse 14. A lot of these were written and referred back to when he was in times of trouble. He would sit in camp and write these. He was prolific with these things. I'm sure that many have been lost, like a lot of the other things in the Bible. Verse 1. O Elohim, you are my El. My God. Singular. I will diligently seek, 7836, you. You are my El. I will diligently seek you. My soul thirsts, 6770, for you. My flesh longs for you as in a dry, 6723, and thirsty, 5889, land where no water is. They put that into a hymn. Dry and thirsty land. Verse 2. To see your power, 5797, and your glory, 3519. So I have seen you in the sanctuary, 6944. That's the holy place. Verse 3. Because your loving kindness, 2617, is better than life, my lips shall praise you, 7623. 4. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Lifting up holy hands. Praising him. We do that today. Verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied. 7646. As with the best. 2459. Of food. 2459. It's plural here for a superlative. And my mouth shall praise with joyful lips. Verse 6. When I remember you upon my bed, when he's praying at night, and meditate, 1897, on you in the night watches. Night watches is 821. verse 7. Because you have been my help, 5833. Therefore, in the shadow, 6738, of your wings, 3671, I will shout for joy. That's one word, shout for joy, 7442. Verse 8. My soul stays close, 1692, behind you, 310. Your right hand, as power, 3225, supports me, 8551. Verse 9. But those who seek my life to ravage it, 7722, shall go into the lower parts, 8482, of the land. That's figuratively Sheol, the land of the dead. Verse 10. They shall be given over, 5064, to the strength, or actually the hand of, 3027, of the sword, 2719. They shall be a portion, 4521, for foxes, 7776. A portion is food, and foxes were considered scavengers and unclean. They were to be slain and eaten by scavenger animals. Ew, that's a nasty curse. Verse 11, but the king shall rejoice in Elohim. Everyone that swears by him, 7650, shall shout praises, 1984. But the mouth of them that speak lies, 8267, shall be shut up, 5534. Ah, I love it. Oh, man. He's laying it on them. This will apply today. All these evil people that are speaking evil and calling us haters because we teach the word? Their lifestyle is hateful, not the word. The word is justice and righteousness. But they sure don't, they don't see that and won't admit it. I got the hiccups again. Psalm 64. There's no title to this one. Verse 1. Hear my voice, O Elohim, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the hated enemy. Verse 2. Hide me from the secret counsel, 5475, of the doers of evil, from the insurrection, 7285, of the doers, 6466, of wickedness, 205. Verse 3, who whet their tongues like a sword, not wet, W-E-T, it's W-H-E-T, to sharpen. Who wet their tongues like a sword and bend their bows to shoot. 1869. And bend is the word that is there. And their bows to shoot is implied because that particular word means to bend a bow. Their arrows that bend their bows to shoot their arrows. Pardon me. Bitter words, that's their arrows. Bitter is 4751 words. Bad mouthing, in other words. Verse 4. So that they may shoot, 3384, from ambush, 4565, at those of integrity, 8535. Unexpectedly, 6597, they shoot at him and fear not. They're bad mouthing the righteous people. That's what the wicked ones do today. Oh, you're a Nazi. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's one of their little pet words they throw out. It's supposed to be bad. It means National Socialist. A lot of guys out here are National Socialists. I don't believe in any form of manly government. That's me. This is my opinion. I don't believe in any form of manly government. I believe in the kingdom of Yahweh only. No other government will be righteous as far as I am concerned. And if they want a white nation, that is the ultimate white nation, the kingdom of Yahweh, all white Israelites. I mean, how much better can anything be? With righteous laws administered by our King, Yeshua, and enforced and put into play by Israel. That's what our position will be when he returns. We will enforce the laws, Yahweh's laws. Verse 5. They strengthen themselves in evil speech. They recount of laying secret 2934 traps. 4170, they say, who shall see them? Well, Yahweh's going to see them. They lay secret traps for us today. Verse 6, they search for 2664 unrighteousness. 5766. They complete 8552 a search for a plan. 2665, plan to destroy Israel, okay? Both the inward thoughts, 7130, and the inward nature, 3820, of every one of them is mysterious, 6013. It's secret. Verse 7, but Elohim shall shoot at them with an arrow, unexpectedly, 6597. They shall be wounded. 4347. I like this. Verse 8. So they shall stumble. 3782. Over their own tongue. 3956. They'll stumble over their own tongue. All that see them shall turn away from them. 5074. Verse 9. And all of Adam, 120 specifically, white folks, shall revere 3372 and tell of the work of Elohim, because they shall wisely consider, that's one word, 7919, his work, 4639. Verse 10, the righteous shall rejoice in Yahweh and shall seek refuge in him, and all the just, that's 3477, that's upright, Yashar, like the book of Yashar, the book of the upright, all the just in their inward nature shall shout his praise. Because we will be glad to be under his rule. His righteous, godly rule. Oh, what a relief it will be when Yahweh sends Yeshua back. Oh, may he come soon and take down this Babylonian system. Well, here we have Psalm 65. I have enough time to get this one done also. Verse 1. A song of praise, 8416, quietly waits, 1747, for you, O Elohim, in Zion. And unto you shall the vow, 5088, be completed, 7999. Verse 2. O you that hear prayer, that's capital Y. You, speaking of Yahweh, unto you shall all living beings, 1320, come. That's hearts. Verse 3. Evil, iniquitous, 5771, speech prevails, 1396, more than me. As for our transgressions, 6588, you shall purge them away, 3722. Happy, verse 4, happy or blessed, usually better translated as blessed. Happy is the man whom you choose and cause to approach, 7126, unto you, that he may dwell in your courtyards, 2691, the courtyard of the temple. We shall be filled, 7646, with the spiritual blessings, 2898, the good, of your house, of your holy temple, the Hekal, holy temple, Hekal Kadosh. Verse 5, by awesome, 3372, justice, 6664, will you answer us, O Elohim of our salvation, 3468. Who is the confidence of all, the confidence is 4009, of all ends of the land, and of them that are afar off, 7350, on the sea. He is the everybody's confidence, whoever believes. Verse 6, which by his strength sets in place the mountains, girded, 247, with power, 1369. These are attributes of Yahweh. He put the mountains there. Verse 7, which soothes, 7623, the roar, 7588, of the seas, the roar of their waves, 1530, and the tumult, 1995, of the people, 3816. He can calm the sea and people, the noise of the people. Verse 8, they also that dwell in the entire heavens, 7098, are afraid because of your signs, 226, or in awe because of your signs. You make the goings forth, 4161, of the morning, 1242, and evening, 6153, to shout for joy. Even the morning and the evening are praising. It's very poetical, not literal. Verse 9 of Psalm 65. You visit the land and water it. 7783. You greatly enrich, 6238, you greatly enrich it with the river, 388, of Elohim, which is full of water. You provide the corn when you have so prepared for it. He makes the corn grow. You can plant all the seeds you want, but unless Yahweh makes it grow, it's not going to grow. Verse 10. You water the plowed furrows, that's one word, 8525, of it, giving it to drink, 7301, to give to drink. You smooth, 5181, the furrows, 1417, of it. You make it soft, one word, 4127, with showers. 7241, you bless the growing, 6780, of it. Verse 11, you crown, 5849, the year with fruitfulness. That's grant a bountiful year, 2896. and your paths, 4570, overflow, 7491, with abundance. The ways of Yahweh are abundantly full of blessings, okay? Verse 12, they overflow, 7491, on the pastures, 4999, of the wilderness, 4057. And the little hills, 1389, put on, 2296, rejoicing, 1524, like a belt. Put on like a belt, 2296. Those words are combined. Put on like a belt, rejoicing is what it actually says. Literally, verse 13. The pastures, 3733, are clothed, 3847, with flocks, 6629. Very poetic. Just, they're clothed with flocks. They're just covered. The valleys are also covered over, 5848, with corn, 1250. They shout for joy, 7321. They also sing, 7891. Now that ends Psalm 65. I really don't have the time left in the show to do another psalm. So what we will take up with Psalm 66 on Friday. So that about wraps her up for today. These things are very instructive. They tell of the wrath of Yahweh on the enemies, the blessings of Yahweh on Israel if we praise Him, always if we praise Him. If we don't, then He's not going to bless. Well, we are in apostasy today, and we're not praising Him. We are in Christian Identity, and the others out there that may know the name of Yahweh and call upon it. And I praise Him for them, that they have awakened. They are giving praise to the proper name of Yahweh. We just keep on teaching the Word here and do the best we can. These Psalms are so instructive, and they have so much moral value. That is what they are instructing in, is morality. Proper morality in reverence toward Yahweh. That is a great, great blessing. So I hope you got something out of it today. I'm coming to the head of the hour here, and I'll have to play the bumper music, but I very, very much enjoy bringing you these psalms. I love the psalms. I love all the word, but the psalms are just so wonderful. So shalom aleichem, that means peace be with you. And may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. And I'll talk to you again on Friday. May Yahweh bless.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus. Go.